Feeding time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. To get them from the pasture, what calls would you use? Give me some of your calls now. To get the cows in from the pasture.
What did we use for that? Poo cow.
Okay, yeah. Okay. How do you call your cows? You get them from the pasture to make them stand still, or when you milk them? How do you make them? What do you say to make them stand still? You milk them. Same call.
How do you say? Saw.
What about calling the calf?
Poo calf.
What do you say to the mules or horses to make them go left and right?
Gee and how.
That's interesting. I wouldn't be able to call a calf if I met one. I'd say, hey, calf. These are all calls for a horse now. What do you say to a horse to get him on?
Get up.
Is that when he's already moving or when he's standing still? And you're just starting?
We're just started.
Is there any
To get him going.
What do you say to stop him?
Whoa.
When backing him into a buggy.
Back up. Back.
Okay, call to a pig. Give me a good hog call now. Don't hold back. I want to hear them. How do you call your hogs to feed them?
Feed.
Yeah.
Come on,
baby. Okay. They got con here and everything. My mama used to say, Sue-wee. Yeah, that's the way she used to call the pigs. I remember calling the pigs. They all run.
Oh, they run.
Boy, they learn.
Oh, I lived over in the Carolinas once, and the preachers, everybody had chickens around. And when the preacher's wife, instead of calling her chickens, chick, she went out and knocked on the side of the wall. And her chickens learned to come by that knock. But the other chickens didn't
like
to do that.
Well, it's just like, who didn't bother that? I go out and clap my hands and he'll come. And I go out and clap my hands and the spark will come. And then Andy, the way they called their dog was ring a bell.
I thought maybe that's what you called Andy.
No, Andy had a bell. Well, these school bells. And he'd just get out there and ring it to see the... But the way the dog learned it, you see, the dog would be with the children. And the children would hear the bell when your mom and daddy wanted them to come home. Well, later, after the dog was off by itself, the children had grown up. Now, see, I babysit for him. Kept the dog. Well, I'd let him out. And when I'd get ready for him to come, he'd be around over there at their house. Well, I'd get out there and ring that bell and hear you'd come. You see, they would think, you know, you can just learn anything, just like clapping my hands for that dog with Bobby. I don't have to say Bobby. I can clap my hands and he'll come.
Right. Okay, tell me.
Oh, Bobby's got a lot of
sense. He's a smart man.
Don't get
started. How do you call your sheep to get them in from pasture?
We was too poor to raise sheep, so we didn't have
them. Well, if you had to raise sheep, they would sort of cut your cow feed out, too, wouldn't they? I mean, they crop too close, don't they?
Yeah. Well, you can't hardly raise sheep and cattle. Mix them. Mix sheep or goats or anything like that with your cattle.
Yeah.